On the bottom of Chaf on the days, Omer of Zera, Omer of Nachman, Kol Sveikol Kamesha Dinan, that if we have a suffix, which day is Yontif, so it's either the 15th or the 16th on Pesach, or Sukkot, not the 14th. Lameimer, the Chamesha Veshitzer Avdinan, Arbeis Arlo Avdinan. Suffix does not include the day before, that maybe that's Yontif. Right? Morris says, why not? The Lev Enomi Arbeiser, why? Let's make the 14th too. Since they don't send Shluchim for Tammuz and Av, except they don't send Shluchim. So maybe they made Tammuz Chaser and Av Chaser, and now it's possible, therefore, that if we thought that they, one of them was Moli or whatever, that the 14th will be Sukkot, not the 15th, right? What we consider the 14th will really be the 15th. Dilma chasru la'av v'chasru la'elul. Maybe, not Tammuz, Av and Elul are both chaser. If Av and Elul are both chaser, then Sukkot will come on the 14th, what we think is the 14th, and really it's the 15th already. Smart says, Trey Yarche chaseri kove islahu. By that time, in other words, if they had made Av chaser, by Tishrei they would know already that it was chaser. Even though we don't send shluchim, but there's a call, people would find out what happened in Eretz Israel. By the time 2 months passed by, we would have a call. Kol sveikol the kamesh adinon. We don't have to keep Pesach on what we consider the 14th, because maybe it's the 15th. Liom Shloshim Shel Adar, in other words, the 14th from the 13th of Adar, or Elul, mi machmes sofik, shema kidshu beizn es achodesh biyom esrim v'tisha. Why should we keep the 14th? Because maybe beizn made Rosh Chodesh on the 29th. We don't have to worry that maybe really the 29th was Rosh Chodesh. How could that be? It can't be the 29th. It means that the month before was also Chaser, and the 29th is really the 30th. And therefore, our 14th is really the 15th. We don't have to worry about that. But we have to worry that maybe the Beis Din made Rosh Chodesh on the 31st and not the 30th, and then what we consider the 15th is really the 14th, and the 16th is the 15th. Mara says, L'meimer de chamesa v'shitzer b'nichusa. That means, it's not a question, it's a statement. That means that we keep the 15th and the 16th, because maybe the 16th is the 15th, but not the 14th and the 15th, because maybe the 14th is really the 15th. Kolomer, Ashmin and Rav Nachman Hochi. This is what we understand from Rav Nachman. Dilma Chasru La'av. Why not? Why don't we keep the 14th also? Maybe they made Av also Chasr. V'nimtzi Yom Esrim V'tisha Be'elul Shalanu She'ibarnu Es Av Hoya Yom Shloshin. Maybe, and we made Av in Chutz Laretz, they made Av a full month. Right? But really it was supposed to be a Chasr. So we're a day ahead. We're considering we're a day behind, right? We're a day behind. Because we made Av Mole, so that means that when in Eretz Yisrael, they started Rosh Chodesh Elul, we were still holding on Lamed Av. And they're already holding Aleph Elul. So by the time they get to the 15th, we're still on the 14th. So maybe make the 14th Misafik. The Kavu Barosh Hashanah, the Chenul Yom Nisan, Dil Mechasru L'Shvat. Same thing with Nisan. Maybe Shvat was a Chaser, and we're a day ahead in our Cheshbon, and really the what's it called the day behind in our Cheshbon, and therefore really the 14th is the 15th. Smar says no. Trei Yarchi Chasera Kol Islu. If it would have been like that, even though there's no Shluchim, but we would have known about it. 2 months Chaser together as a call. The Teves Chisru Mimonavshach. Because Teves anyway is Chaser. Right? The Shail is only on Shvat. Keseder Halavana Be'echad Mali Be'echad Chaser. If you have one Mali, one Chaser, Teves comes out always Chaser. Im Isa de Chasru le Shvat, and if they also made Shvat Chaser, there would have been a call. Kvar Yotza HaKol Lefnei Pesach, by Pesach we would have known that they made Shvat Chaser. Ubo Etzleinu, v'af l'mokum she'en shluchei bezen shal nisun magiyin. Even the place where the shluchim don't come, the word would have gotten out by Pesach had Shvat been Chaser. V'chein b'tishrei, im Chasru, Tammuz v'av, right, same thing with Tishrei. Tammuz is Chaser. And if they made Av also Chaser, it would have been public knowledge. Shari Tammuz Tamid Chaser. Tammuz is always Chaser. Okay. Let's go on. Levi Ikla Lebovil. Bechad Sur B'Tishrei. Levi went from Eretz Yisrael to Bovil on the 11th day of Tishrei that they consider the 11th day in Tishrei in Bovil. Omar Bosim Tavshila de Bavloi B'yom Rabba de Marova. And Levi said, the Maisi, you made a mistake. And today is Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Because it's not the 11th, it's the 10th, because they were Ma'abar Elul. They made Elul, what's it called, a full 30-day month, and therefore today is not the 11th day of Tishrei, it's the 10th day of Tishrei. And Levi was able to go, what's it called, because either he was close by, and he had heard already that they made Rosh Chodesh, this next day. Amrei Le, Asid, give us Eidus, and we'll follow what you said, and we'll keep Yom Kippur today. Amrei Lehu, Lo Shamati Mipi Beis Din Mekudesh. I can't give Eidus. I didn't hear personally the Beis Din say Mekudesh. I heard secondhand that this was the case. Okay? So therefore, they didn't have to, they only had to do it if they heard directly from somebody who heard Beis Din Mekudesh. Then there's Eidus Borer, and Lechora they would have had to keep the next day. But since they didn't have that, they didn't have to keep the next day. Because the halacha is that you rely, when you can't know exactly when the Chodesh was Mekudesh, you rely on the calculations, you also rely on the Chazaka, that Elul is never Mu'uber. So, and that's a Torah halacha, that you're allowed to rely on that. We learned that Atem Afilu Mezidit, Atem Afilu Shogigim, Asher Tikru Osam. So we learn Osam as if Atem, you have the right to do it no matter what. You can even make the Edim say Ed Sheker to do it. Special halacha by Kiddush HaChodesh. And therefore, where you don't have the option of hearing what the Beis Din said, you can rely on calculations, you can rely on chazakas, and that's when Yom Kippur is, even if it's not Yom Kippur, it's Yom Kippur. That's how the Yomim Tovim are determined, and therefore they don't have to fast again. They fasted, even though the Maaseh came out different than what the Beis Din said in Eretz Yisrael, they had a right to be somech on that. And their difference of opinion, what if he would have come before they fasted? Would they have had to change or not? What do they say? Ritva holds, even if they would have heard before, they wouldn't have had to change. As long as he didn't have Edus Brura that he heard that they were Mekadesh the Chodesh. Because they have a right to rely on their cheshbon. However, what's it called? And Lamaisa, they didn't eat on Yom Kippur. It was 100% okay what they did. It wasn't that they ate on Yom Kippur by mistake, right? B'shogeg, it was 100% that was Yom Kippur for them.
If you have first hand, then one eight is enough?
Then one eight is enough, yeah. Okay. Machriz Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Hecha de Matu Shluchei Nisan, Velo Matu Shluchei Tishrei, Rabbi Yochanan announced, wherever the Shluchim of Nisan get to, but the Shluchim of Tishrei, not the Edim, the Shluchim they send to let people know when the Bezim was Mekadosh L'Chodesh, can't travel on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So they have more days, traveling days in Nisan than they do in Tishrei. So they can get farther in Nisan than in Tishrei. So wherever Shluchei Nisan get, but Shluchei Tishrei don't, that place has to keep 2 days even in Nisan, even though they know when Rosh Chodesh was, because we're afraid that they'll also only keep 1 day in Tishrei and the Shluchim won't get there. So Lavru Treyo, make Zera Nisan after Tishrei. Rav Evu Bar Nagri, Rabchia Bar Abba, Iklu Lahu Asra, to have Imotu Shluchei Nisan Velo Motu Shluchei Tishrei. These two Amoroyim went to a place where Shluchei Nisan get to, but not Shluchei Tishrei. It was Pesach. Velo Va'avdu Chad Yom, and they kept one day because the Shluchim of Nisan let them know when Rosh Chodesh had been, when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was. Velo Amru Vomidah, and they didn't protest, because Lamaisa they should have kept 2 days, because that same place in Tishrei the Shluchim wouldn't get to. Shomer Rabbi Yochanan v'Ikbid. Rabbi Yochanan was makbid on them. How come they didn't protest? Omar lehu, lav amri lehu, heichad amotu shluchei nisan, velotamu shluchei tishrei, la'avu treyome, gzeira nisan atu tishrei. Didn't I tell you that a place where the shluchim of Nisan get, but the shluchim of Tishrei don't, you have to keep 2 days, even if you heard from the shluchim of Nisan, gzeira, because of Tishrei. Rashi. Bosim tafshila de bavloi, achlu lechem lemadonim, B'Yom HaKippurim. They ate a nice meal on Yom Kippur, Shev Eretz Yisrael. They were celebrating Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael. Shari Beis in Ibru HaSachodesh, V'Hayu Misanim. In what's it called? They made Elul Mole, and therefore what the in Bavel they thought was the 11th was really the 10th. Asid, Mekabel, Eivel, and Ochal. So give us Eidus and we'll stop eating. Lo Shamatim Yipi Beis in Mekudesh. Lo Oyed Lachem. I can't be made. The Amrin Lekamon Bepirkin, Al Kulan Shluchim Yotzim Yiva Erev. The Shluchim go at night, after the Bezin is Mekadosh the Chodesh. Kigon, im lo kitshu b'yom lamed, yotzim ha-shluchim la'erev, lomar mu'uberhu. Aval al nisan v'tishrei, afal b'shiyodim shikachu l'mocher. So most months, as soon as you know no Edim came on the 29th, and therefore the 30th is not going to be, Rosh Chodesh, the immediately at night of the 31st, the shluchim can go out. Even though they didn't hear from Beis Din that officially the 31st is Rosh Chodesh. Right? Shari ein Rosh Hashanah nidcha l'shloshim u'shnayim, because it's impossible anything else. It can't be the 32nd. It's either the 30th or the 31st. So if they know that they weren't Mekadosh l'chodesh on the 30th, automatically it's going to be the 31st. So they didn't have to hear Beis Din say Mekudesh. They went already the night before. But by Nisan and Tishrei, they don't go until they hear the Beis Din say Mekudesh. According to Lam Yomro says that a Chodesh Mu'ubar, Beis Din is also Mekadesh. They have to say Mekudesh. I didn't hear it from Beis Din. And even according to Lam Yomro says, Beis Din doesn't have to say Mekudesh, but they have to establish the month. They don't have to say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. So if you didn't hear from Beis Din, it's not official. I wasn't there in the place where the Sanhedrin was, and therefore I didn't hear officially from the Sanhedrin that I could give Edus. The Matu Shluchei Nisan, Shebezin Sholchin Legola, Lahadiyah Yom Shekitshu. Bezin sends messengers into Golus to let them know when they made Rosh Chodesh, so they'll know when to keep Pesach and Sukkot. The Chom Asherim Yecholim Leilechem Holchem Ara Pesach. They can travel all the days they can travel till Pesach. The Chem B'Tishrei at Sukkot. They can't travel on Shabbos or Yontif. Because Chilul Shabbos was only for the Edim, so they could be Mekadosh the Chodesh, but not for the Shluchim that they could let people know when the Chodesh was. That was Docher Shabbos. Kiritanya Pirkin, like we learn later on. You're allowed to Mechal Shabbos to make Rosh Chodesh, but not to let people know when it is. Therefore, the shluchim of Nisan get farther than the shluchim of Tishrei. Shari ein yomim tovim ben osayim la'achva. There's no other yomim tovim from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the first day of Pesach. V'tishrei yesh Rosh Hashanah v'yom ha'kippurim shein ha'shluchim holchem bo. But on what's it called, on Tishrei, you have to take away 2 days Rosh Hashanah, or 1 day Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur also you can, and Shabbat Shuvah you can't travel. So you have 3 days, 2 extra days that you can't travel more than a Nisan. Le'avru treyome, when you get here, tave, ve'afa v'shigidu lohem ha'shluchim yom kviyoso. So they have to keep 2 days yontif, even in Nisan, even though the shluchim let them know when Rosh Chodesh was, because we're afraid they'll do the same thing in Tishrei, and the shluchim won't get there. Zera Nisan atu Tishrei, Shim Tanhigem Lasos Benisan Yomechon, Yinagu came Betishrei, Shalopi Shluchim, Upanim Shiitu. They'll keep 1 day, even if they don't hear from the Shluchim of Tishrei, and sometimes they'll make a mistake. So in order that they shouldn't rely on making one day in Tishrei, we tell them that even if you know when Yom Tov is, you have to keep 2 days. Rabbi Ebu v'Rab Chia bar Abba, Talmidei v'Rab Yochanan. They were Talmidei v'Rab Yochanan, v'shomu v'piv, v'chachik b'kinei. That's why he was makdid. They didn't protest because they heard from him that you have to do this, and they didn't say a word to protest what they were doing. Okay, weiter. Rava havi rogel to have a yosta b'tanisa trei yomi. Rava used to keep 2 days Yom Kippur. L'chumra gedola. Because the halacha is, again, that in Golis, you're allowed to be somach on the chazaka, since it's pikuach nefesh for most people to fast 2 days straight. They were somach on the chazaka that Elul is usually not mu'uber. Elul is usually a 29-day month. So you can be somach on that. That Beis Din rarely makes Elul a 30-day month. So you can assume Legabi Yom Kippur, even though Legabi Rosh Hashanah were machmer, and keep 2 days, but Legabi Yom Kippur, you could assume that you count 10 days from the 30th day of Elul. But Rava was machmer on himself, and he used to keep 2 days Yom Kippur, also misofik. Zimnachad ishtakach kavosei. And so one time, Taki, he was right, that they made a mistake, and they had made ma'abr Elul, didn't make a difference. Then they kept the first day, it was 100% Yom Kippur. And it made no difference, since you're allowed to be somach on that when you can't know otherwise. Rav Nachman Yosef B'Tanisa Kule Yoma. Rav Nachman was sitting and fasting the whole day of Yom Kippur. Yoma de Kippure. L'urso osahu gavra. And at night, after he finished fasting, but he didn't have time to eat yet, so a person came and told him, L'mocher Yoma Rabba Marova. He said, I know that tomorrow is Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael. You fasted a day early. Because you didn't know that they made Elul an extra day. Omer Lema, hey Chaat, where do you come from? Right, thanks for the news. Right? They didn't have a chance to break his fast, and now he found out that it was really this day. Omer Lema, the Mahariya. Omer Lema, Dam Tehe Achriso. Mahariya sounds like Dam. Damhariya. Right? That your end should be a bloody end for giving me this news, at the inopportune time. Kori Ale, Kalim Hoyu Rotfeinu. He read on him that our pursuers were fast. And he's this guy, he's pursuing me. He told me I have to fast an extra day. He probably had heard it from the base, you know, whatever. So he had to now keep the next day. Rashi. Yosef B'Tanesha Treyomo, Imle Loseyam. Night and day, completely. Shema Ibru Beisin Esachodesh, Biyom Achavas or Shalon, who Asiri Shalahem. And the 11th day that we think is the 11th is really the 10th. Dam Teachri, so Harini Mesal Yodecha. You're going to cause me to die. Shetaski Keni Lisanos Beis Yom Beisel. You make me fast now, 2 straight days. Dam Teachri, so no frequent Shal Demahariya. Ki Chosis, okay, let me get it. What? Shouldn't the Chorah not? Because if he didn't know, then the day they kept was fine. And it's not that you had to tell him because he fasted the wrong day. He didn't fast the wrong day. That became the right day. Okay. Sholach le Rafuna bar Ovin l'Rava. Kat chozes de moshcha tufas teves ad shitzer benisan. Rafuna bar Ovin said to Rava, when you see that tufas teves, right, it extends, right, the season of Teves, means the winter season, doesn't end before the 16th of Nisan. It includes the 16th of Nisan, like 4 seasons again in the year, goes by the solar year, and if you see that the end of the winter season is not till the 16th day of Nisan, Avra Leishata, you make it a Dibriyor. Can't have the winter extend into the 16th day. We'll see what that means. Below Tochishla. Don't worry about it. You surely have to make it a Ibriyor. Deceive. How do I know that? Shomer es Chodesh Aviv. Shmor Aviv. Shel Tkufa Sheba Chodesh Nisan. Make sure that Aviv, part of the spring, is in the month of Nisan. And the month of Nisan means the beginning of the month. Chodesh Nisan. The Chidush Halavana. Okay? We'll see how Rashi learns. Tosus argues on that. Omer lehu Rav Nachman, lahanon nechuz, what's this Rashi here for? Say, ki chazisa de moshka tkufas teves ad shitzer benisan, she'ein tkufas nisan ofelis ad yom tezayim, that tkufas nisan, which is the spring, spring won't start till the 16th day of Nisan, then you have to make it a leap year. The Kaimelon Dioma Tkufa Mascha. Because the day that the Tkufa falls, that's the beginning of the new Tkufa. Okay? So if the 16th day of Nisan is the beginning of the new Tkufa, right, so that means that the first 15 days of the month were, what's it called, were not part of the spring. Krab Yossi, Domer, Hochin, Perakam, the Sanhedrin. Nimtzeis Tkufas Teves, Mosheches, Atshitzer, Benisan. That means that winter included the 16th day. Velo ad bichlal, and not, up to, but not including. Ibrulu hashvata, kacherim dislu hasvarim perakam the Sanhedrin. Like, Acherim will say that you can make a leap year based only on this calculation when spring starts. Velo tochers, velo memri chidoi, don't worry that opinion is only a das yochid. Velo navid kovasai, you shouldn't follow him, that should be the only calculation that should make the difference whether you're going to make a leap year or not. Elevade kacherim navid messiah lukra. We follow that opinion because it has a source in the pasuk. Dichsiv es chodesh ha'aviv, shmor es chodesh ha'aviv, shiyeh bechidush. Chodesh ha'aviv means the, what is still called the new month. That's up, Rashi says, up to the 14th day. On the 15th, when it's already a full moon, the moon is not in ascendance. It already is tapered off, and it's called descending. That's not the new moon. That's already the old moon. Aviv means the beginning of spring season by the sun. Nisan is called Aviv because that's when the Tfuah ripens. That depends on the sun. So it depends on the seasons. So spring season has to start before the 16th of Nisan. Shakaitz v'chorif achrochesh ben achamahim, right? The seasons go after the sun. V'zir chakosu v'shom roshia b'chidush, that the spring should start while the moon is still new. V'ein loshin chidush nofil ele b'levona shimis chadeshes b'todoseh. It's an ascending moon. It's getting brighter, not descending and waning. V'ashmin and krosh yen nisan sholchama b'soch yud dalet yom l'molet ha'levona. Within 14 days of the molet. Okay, from whatever the molad was, 14 days are considered a new moon, and from the 15th and on is considered a old moon. Shuadain michidush alavana de miyom yudalad ve'elach yishonahi. From after the 14th, in other words, from the 15th and on, is already an old moon. Ve'ilu hayetzkufas nisan v'yom tesvav lo hayinu tzrichim lavers hashos. Why 16th? It should be that if the spring didn't start till the 15th, it should be a problem. Because it's no longer, according to Rashi, the new moon. That's not a problem. Why? El anaber other. Because then we have another etzah. Don't make it a leap year. Add one day to other. Make other a full month. And then it'll come out that spring will fall on the 14th. And then you have no problem. So if the tkufa falls on the 15th, if you wouldn't make other complete, then instead of making a leap year, just add one day to other. And that'll solve the problem. V'nidchas Nisan yom echo v'tipla tkufa miyom yodalit. Avok shehi bo biyom tezayin, but if the spring is supposed to start on the 16th, there's nothing you can do. Even if you add a day to Adar, it's still going to fall on the 15th, and the 15th is no good. So therefore you have to make a leap year. Lo dailon b'ibur shel Adar, tzricha shon l'saber. V'tipla tkufa b'Adar sheni. And then, what's it called, the tkufa will fall in Adar sheni, and m'mela, what's it called, me no problem, because Nisan will be a month later. That's how the Gemara explains in Sanhedrin. Aliba d'acherim, d'chimatya b'tesva ma'abrinis ador, d'chimatya b'tesvai ma'abrinis hashana. If the tkufa falls on the 15th, you make ador male. If it falls on the 16th, you make the year a leap year. Okay, Tosus argues. Tosus says that the moon is called the new moon, including the 15th day. And here it's talking where the tkufa falls. What's it called, on the 16th, if you were ma'aber other already. That's what it means. So there's no eitzah. That's what he's telling them. Right? Or it's talking where it falls after the 16th. In other words, including the 16th already is not the tkufa. But Tosfos holds that the 15th day of the month from the mole that is still called the new moon. Rashi holds it's not. And Legabi Kiddush HaChodesh, Kiddush Levana, that's what we do. up till the 15th, you could still be Mekadosh the Levana. So it's a Machlokas. It'd be a Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, whether you can Mekadosh Levana on the 15th day of the month or not. According to Rashi, it's not Bechidusha, and you're not Mekadosh Levana. It has to be Bechidusha, and according to Tosfos, you could do it on the 15th. Shomar Aviv Shel Tkufa, Dehainu Nisan Shel Chama Sheh Bechidosh Nisan Levana. Nisan the Chama means the spring, month of spring, and that should be in the beginning of Pesach, should be in the spring already. Okay. Omer Lahu Rav Nachman Lahanol Nechusayama. Rav Nachman told the sailors they're going to be on a boat and aren't going to know when the shluchim tell them or whatever when Yontif is. How should they know when Pesach is? You don't know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was declared. When you'll see the moon setting exactly at sunrise, you'll know that it's the middle of the month. That's the time to burn your chametz. So that should be the sign that it's the 14th day of Nisan. That's when we burn the chametz. So Mara says, Amos mashlim b'chameser. No. When does the moon set exactly at sunrise, right? In other words, it's still around a little bit in the day. That's on the 15th, not on the 14th. You have to burn your chametz, v'ha'anan me'arbeisim avarin alim, right? We have to burn the chametz on the 14th. What's this simin good? If they wait for that time, they're going to be burning their chametz on the first day of Pesach. Where it says, no, l'didu the megalu alma me'arbeisim mashim. Really, the moon, what's it called, is visible already at sunrise on the 14th. But that's only for the people in the sea who have an unobstructed view. But in the city or whatever, it's hard to see the moon after sunrise on the 14th. But it really is there. So for the sailors, they'll see it, on the 14th already, and they'll know that it's the 14th of Nisan. Siyara de Mashlum Yoma, Shayoreach Mashlumi Oro Adne Tzachama, that the moon is still up when the sun rises. She'eno Machshich Ad Shazricha, that it doesn't set until the sunrise. And again, you can't really see that on land until the 15th. But in the sea, you see that already on the, it's unobstructed view, you see it already on the 14th.